Kirsten Gillibrand takes a page out of the Hillary Clinton playbook following her spat with Fox News host Chris Wallace. By Hannah Blow on June 4, 2019. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, is making the most of her little spat with Fox News host Chris Wallace and is now selling feminist campaign merchandise. Wallace hosted the Democrat presidential town hall with Gillibrand Sunday. Things escalated after Wallace asked about late-term abortion. Instead of explaining her party's hardline pro-choice position, Gillibrand pounced and used the opportunity to rip into Fox News and its coverage of the hot-button issue. "Chris, I want to talk about the role Fox News plays in this, because it's a problem," Gillibrand said. "I can tell you, before President Trump gave his State of the Union, Fox News talked about infanticide. Infanticide doesn't exist. Senator, I want to say we brought you here for an hour and we're treating you very fairly," Wallace said. "I understand that maybe to make your credentials with the Democrats who are not appearing on Fox News, you are going to attack us," Wallace continued. "I'm not sure, frankly, it's not very polite when we've invited you to be here." "I will do it in a polite way," Gillibrand replied. With that, her new feminist rallying cry was born. Gillibrand is taking a page out of Hillary Clinton's playbook by promoting feminist campaign merchandise. "Ever been told you're not polite?" Gillibrand tweeted, touting her frankly, not very polite canvas tote, which her campaign is selling for $20. She also changed her Twitter bio. It now reads, "Mom to Theo, Henry and dog Maple. Wife to Jonathan. U.S. Senator from NY and candidate for president. Not very polite." Gillibrand's move harkens back to Clinton's promotion of the feminist nasty woman slogan. Gillibrand has tried to appeal to the feminist left by branding her decision to run for president as risky due to her status as a mother. She has blamed the general lack of excitement on her gender and has tried many different tactics, from posing in kitchens wearing seemingly unused aprons to lifting weights to garner attention. Despite her efforts, she's still polling at less than 1%.